Like we mentioned last end of last year, that we gave 27 shurim on Hilchos Brachos. So make a little break. We'll do minyan ma'is inyan. That means we're going to talk about other halachos, other gay eating, and the gay other brachos. First topic we'll talk about, and most of the stuff we'll be speaking next couple of weeks is like the end of the second chelik of Mishneh Berurah, a different type of brachos, a goymel, shechiyanu, tzayvah meitiv, these type of inyanim. Right. So today we're going to discuss about Tzvios HaDerech. First of all, the first question, is a chiyuv to say Tzvios HaDerech? Is it just an eitz tzayvah, so that you should say a tefillah, so as to protect you from something bad happening? Or maybe it's a chiyuv for each person to say it. It's a chiyuv gomer. The Gemara in Brachos, Chof Tesson and Beis, says, Amar Abchizda, Amar Abyakov, Amar Abchizda. Kol ha-yotz l'derech, tzach l'spal tfilos ha-derech. Anyone who goes on the road has to say tfilos ha-derech. My tfilos ha-derech, what's tfilos ha-derech? V'yaratzoy f'necha, Hashem alakai, t'lecheni l'sholayim, al-satzideinu l'sholayim, boruch ato Hashem v'chula, and boruch ato Hashem shmei tfila. Amar Abaya, so that's the tfila that we say. Yes, Amar Abaya, l'aylam, nishtav inish nashi b'hadei tzibura. He shouldn't say Lashon Yachad, Shilotei Cheni, Satsideini. It shouldn't be Lashon Yachad. He should say Lashon Rabbim. Rashi speaks out, Ela B'Lashon Rabbim, Shetach Kach Tzulasa Nishmas. Because when you start other people together, the bunch listens more to the tefillah. Hechi Neima, so what should you say? Yiratza Fanecha Hashem Lekeno, Shetach Cheni L'Shalayim. Satsideini L'Shalayim. You should say clearly, for other people also. This Gemara and Brachas, Chavtes and Beis, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Erechayin, Simen, Kofiud, Siv Dalet. The Mechalash is the Lashon Mechaba. Hayyotze, Lederach, Yispalal, Yiratza, Fanecha, Hashem, Lekeinu, Lekei, Viseinu, Shetarecheinu, Lushalayim, Vitzach, Lame, Lashon Rabim. You have to say it, Lashon Rabim. Okay. Now, the Lashon of Gemara, what was the question? The question was, is there a chiyuv to say Tzvios HaDerech? It's only Eitz HaTeiva. So Lashon Gemara Tzach says Lashon. That's Lashon Gemara. Tzach Laimra. That's Lashon Gemara. However, when the Chabad quotes this, he says Tam. Hayyotz HaDerech Yispal. Doesn't say Tzach L'Spal. He says Yispal. It's Mashmah, it's not a chiyuv. Mashmah is the Mishneh Berurah. And Mishneh Berurah says on the Chabad, Chabad in Kufyud Sifei, the Chabad says, Ein Tzach L'ayma Eitza Pam Achaz V'yayim, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem next week. You only have to say once a day. We'll talk about going only one way or both ways. That's what we'll talk about next week in Mitzvah Shem. And Mishbur speaks out in there, Sifkon Chavdalad, Hainu Kol Yom Yom, Shul B'der Mechuyev L'ayma Eitzai. So there Mishbur speaks out, Mechuyev to say Tzvil Saderach. And the Chashulchan over there in Sif Kot Nidal says, this is the Lashon. Avot Tfilas HaDerech Shebi Gemara Mechuyev Laima Bechol Min Nesi Yishu. Any type of traveling, you're Mechuyev to say Tfilas HaDerech. And this is the Lashon of Bach. It's a strong Lashon from the Bach. The Bach says, in the end of the Simen, Dramaskel Mashakosav, V'chein Bechol Yayim, and quoting his Lashon, V'chein Bechol Yayim, just like a person has to daven every day Shemini Esrei, b'chol yom v'yom, you have to go on the road, you mechuyev to say Tzvios HaDerech. V'hu davar poshut. And he says it's a davar poshut. Lo yitzarech l'katzvay. If Emerson, I didn't have to write this. El ha'ayitzim midas ha'tayim, the people make mistakes. So I guess in this time also, people were prone to saying Tzvios HaDerech. Today, I don't want to ask why people say Tzvios HaDerech, but the Maitza, Yimachut says it, the Bas says, just like Yimachut did Amin three times a day, Shemini Esrei, Yimachut says Tzvios HaDerech, you can go on the road. It's a chiv. So we see. It's a chiv. Let me finish. I'll tell you soon where the chiv is from. Let me finish this. Let me finish. Okay. Alright. So you see, it's not Stam Rishus, you see, it's a chiv Gama. Also, Reb Yankov in his Sefer Emes Liyakov in Simen Kuf, Reb Yankov Kamnetsky in his Sefer Simen Kuf Yud Zivdal says, the whole din of Tfilsa Derech is Elach and Tfila. That's why it's in Simen Kuf Yud. It's not in, he says, Reb Yankov says, it's in Hichas Tfila. Why is it in Hichas Pratis, in Bekka, Sekka, Chedek, Mishnebura? We have all different types of brachas. What you say when you go into, for Lama Grainai, it says common things. It says what you do with someone's a chayla, you say certain bracha. Why is it near? Why is it here in Simen Kuf Yud? Why is it in Hichas Tfila? So he says, because the reason why it's in Hichas Tfila, because it's and not the bracha's prati is, because the chiv, just like a chiv to daven every day, he doesn't quote the Bach that I mentioned, but he says the same thing. It's a chayv sa tfila, like we mentioned from the Bach, even though he doesn't bring it. So you see clearly that they learn. Grada, this psak of Rabbi Yankov says it's in Hichas Tfila, is a gay not aloha. I'll go off tangent for a second, but I think it's negay lamaisa. People have a minig, you don't kiss a child, or even an adult, you don't kiss in the shul. You don't kiss in the shul. Huh?
I heard about a child, adult also?
Shuchno says a child, right? But Avad Yosef has Avad Yosef has a tshuva, and Chavadas, he brings on lavdafka child, he brings from Kamar Rishonim, vices anyone. So the question is, it's a Ramah. It's a Ramah and Simon Sadeches. So, Moshe held, and this I think no one argues on this, why is this halacha said in Hichas Beis Tefillah? It should be in Hichas Beis Knesses. Oh, it was. You don't spit on the floor. Oh, look, why is it in Hichas Tefillah? So, Moshe says that, you see, since Ramah brought down only Hichas Tefillah, the Simon doing davening, you now to do it. But before davening, after davening, you can kiss a child. When you meet someone, or someone mouths someone, say someone, you can kiss them in shul. The halacha is only doing tefillah. But if it's before tefillah, after tefillah, not. A bunch of rav, when he used to come back from out of the country, the Talmid say, there were 600 brachas that I line up and kiss him and say hello. He insisted everyone to kiss him. In the Beis HaKnesses, after davening. So, and Beis Medrash, in the shul. In Beis Medrash, after davening, they lined up, the whole yeshiva lined up. No difference, basically, based on the measure. It doesn't make a difference. So anyway, so it's the same halacha like Yanka is saying here also, that here by Tfilah Sederach, Tzitzit Nechus Tfilah, is a din in Tfilah. So just like B'chuyiv to Daven, like we mentioned in the Bach, B'chuyiv to Daven, every day, three should have to chiv to Daven, if you go on the road, B'chuyiv to say, Tfilah Sederach. Ramosh is Bapeh. Someone was there when it happened. Someone asked Ramosh, but what did he do to Ramon? So he pointed to Ramon, where is it in Nechus Tfilah? He points to Hichas Tefillah. Why is it in Hichas Basic Nesses? The Simon's only doing davening. It was after davening. All right. He kissed his grandchildren. All right. In the Sefer, Avnei Chen, in the back, in the Kuntres Kamfei Ruach, is there a Kuntres from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein on Hichas Tefillah Sederach. So there he quotes the Sefer Eretz Chemda in Hagdama, in Oislam Beis. He said, I'll quote what he says. I see people are not nizer say tefil sederach. Vi bracha niskeres v'gemor. But you should know this is a bracha to gemor. It's not tam rishonim or achronim later on said it. It's a fush gemor. Vi mamish kachom mitzvah rabbanan. It's no different than erem mitzvah rabbanan. K'may krisa megillah sham mitzvah. It's not even krisa megillah. Megillah comes from you have a chuyit to hear megillah. You go on a derech, mechuyif to say tefillah sederach. So different than Chris Megillah, b'sham mitzvah rabbanan. And v'nikra avraim im'ayva alzeh. And if someone doesn't do it, he's called ayva avera. And so what he writes, more for it. V'hu echa mechavda advam shemini adam aleyam. It's one of 24 things that you put someone in chayim. Why? What's the 24 things? It says in your day, sin shem adals, Hamazalzel, but Davachem Devi Seifim. One of the things that puts someone in Chayim, he's Mazalzel, and one in Devi Seifim, which the Chacham said with the Devi Seifim, some was out of Rabbanan. This is Rabbanan. The Chayim Tzar, Kol Echad, Liazar Bezer, Shalayir, Chatzashom, Bechal Mdor. Therefore, I have to be careful in saying Tfilas, Tfilas Adach. Yeah, Elmelech, you had a question? Oh, no more questions. What?
He says Nichlem in Tfilah.
Yeah.
Tfilah we learn off from the other.
Yeah.
You're saying so it's a chelik from the Tfilah?
It has to do with Tfilah. That's going on Shmines. What about the rest of the davening?
So that's only the Rabban.
I don't know. It doesn't say who's misakin, but probably it was Nichlal. It's a Gemara. So probably Anshe Knesset was misakin the bracha. Probably. I'm just guessing.
Right. You don't say it. It's not that you don't get the mitzvah, you get an avera.
Right. That's what he's saying. He called Avrayan. So you called Avrayan. Yoiva.
It's a chelik in tefillah, so you should say it in tefillah.
So, God and Ra, the brisk is on egg to say it in Shema Kaleinu. There are some shita. We don't. It's a pichadish. That because the Rambam doesn't bring down the halacha, so some people say that the briskets when they go on the road, if they know they're going to go out of town, they say in Shema Tefillah. But that's not our minig.
Better not to say it?
No, it said Shekhnar says you say it. We'll see soon when you should say it.
Because it's so hard to know when to say it when you're on the road.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. That's not today, partially today. We'll talk about that. All right. So it comes out, the bottom line is that the din is, you mechuyev to say it. It's not a nice thing to say. It's not just a shmira. It's a chid rabbanon to say tefillah sederach. Okay. Some people want to say that if you're going for dvar mitzvah, you're a shlich mitzvah. The Gemara says, shlich mitzvah ain't in a zaken. So you don't have to say it. So it's a tais. Why? First of all, it doesn't say anywhere in Paiskin. Paiskin doesn't say, we're traveling the mitzvah, not mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch is not mechalek. And Adab, from the Gemara Brachas, it's the vice that we're mentioning. It says, this is the Lashon HaGemara. Yishikata yaitze lederach hamlech b'koincha. When you go on the road, I'm going on the road, please take care of me, nothing should go wrong. Not how to mitzvah of ISIS is going on everything. And if you look in the Sefer Teretz Yeledes, in Perichov Gimel, Sifkon Aleph, he says clearly, even if you go for Shlich Mitzvah, there's no heter. There's no heter of not saying it. You must say Tfilas Derech if you go for Shlich Mitzvah. So it comes out, according to this, even so on, he travels every day. Let his own travels every day for an hour and a half. We'll soon talk about the amount of time. Something he travels every day, an hour and a half. For his panmai, he's a mashgiach, or he goes to his panos, he goes somewhere in far away, or he travels by airplane. Some people travel very often on airplane. Since it's a chiyuv tefillah, it's not shachi sei pata from tefillas derech. Even though it's every day. Sometimes some people travel once in a while, you say tefillas derech. But what about every day? They have to say tefillas derech. Yes, you mechuyev to say, if you go on the road every day, and you go and you fill the halachas we'll discuss about, then you have to say tefillas derech. And it's a foolish, Rabbi Yankee writes in Sefer, in Emes Yaakov, in Eitz 139, he says, Regilus doesn't part from tefillas derech. So these people travel every day, in the same road, they go the same way, and nothing happens to them. It's a smooth ride, no cars on the road, there's no danger and so on, there's no traffic and so on. Still, you mechuyev to say tefillas derech. That you even go the same road every day. However, it's always a however. If Shlomo Zalman in Charles the Chuvus min Cheshlema in Chelik Bey Simen Samach Ois Dalet Sif Aleph, he clears the Shaila Bezman Hazeh. Do you have to chal say Tfilas Derech? Do I have to say Tfilas Derech? What's the Shaila? Today it's different than I'm always to be. Today the roads are smooth, they're wide, they're mesukin, there's hardly any chances of cracked cement that the car should, flip over, something like that. There's police on the road making sure you don't speed and so on. And you're not a mokum sakana. And also, you're not in a hiding place, where there's listim or so on, or gazlonim, because there are people constantly, there are cars on the road. It's not just the sakana, what the Gemara is talking about, from Gazlana and Chayas, you have wild animals, that you don't have today. I'm all that, right, of people of Ganav and people holding up people and so on. You don't hear it that much. You don't hear about it. So maybe it's not a sakana, what the Chazal are talking about. So maybe there's a Kleber Shaila, maybe there's no Indian of Saint Phil Sadach. And the same thing, in his other Sefer Alich HaShleimer, they wrote about it, also in Perchof Alf, Oh, he's 14, he clears the Shaila, by the Tzachian. This Shaila of Shlomo Zalman clears, already Ksais HaShulchan clears. The Ksais HaShulchan and Simon Samach Gimel, Simon Samach Zayin, Sif Kut and Gimel. The Xaita Shulchan Klaz. Mir says, Mir Esha, Shulin Sakna Tzvil Sadech, El Mokam Shiesh, Sakona Mechai Salistim. Same Shai, same thing with the one doesn't mention another. Shum Zandu and Shulin Sashulchan. Joseph Mecham, the same thing. Maybe today you don't say Tzvil Sadech because there's no Chai Salistim. And the Mokam is not Shaykh, maybe they want Mesach and Tzvil Sadech. He said Tzachin. Say, both say Tzachin. So, one second. Deer is on. That's only country rolls and so on.
Carjacking is nowadays.
No, but they're not attacking you.
They went into the car.
Kibisa Konsefoshis. If there's a place where it's Shiach or deer, then if Shem Zan was saying today, you should say it. We'll get to that in a second. I'm just saying what they're saying.
This car accident.
Yeah, we'll get to it. 1 second. I'm trying to lead to everything. Okay. Right. So anyway, so Abshon Zalman and Mecheshleima and also Shulchan, they don't say you shouldn't. They claim to say the Mesupik Tzarchin or not. According to them, it's Shach to hold them to Derech is Zvato because Zvato Gamli Kamat Zman Azeh. However, the Mashmoitza Paiskim is not like that. That is not all today. Today it is still Sakon. It doesn't mean that when it says Chayis Alistim, many Paiskim learn, it doesn't mean Chayis Alistim. It means Sakon Sadrachim. It could be listed, it could be Chayis. It could be people speeding in cars, speeding on drunk drivers. And there are many Paiskim today, they discuss about Tzvil Sadech. So you see, the elders know Shaila. The zikr that you said to you today. You see, the Shaif is Maneno. And I saw Mefurish talks about it in the Sefer Oz Nidbu in Chelik Yud Simchafalf. He said, today it's not Baltal to Tzvil Sadech, like some people want to Taina. He says, because many people drive fast. And also, you always constantly hear of Tunis Hadrachim. You hear constantly of car accidents. And Chadayma, these type of things. And in the Sefer Amukar Archayim, from the Munkacha, and Archayim Simit Kufiyot, Sifkot Dalit, he said, if you go by Ban, he's talking by a train. Those times they didn't have planes or airplanes yet. So, to go by Ban. Ban was pretty safe, he asked me. It's very, not Shkir to have accidents. He talks about going on train. And same thing, in the Sefer Sicha, quotes from Chaim Kaneski, also same thing. This is Nagar, you say it even going on a train on an airplane. And same thing with Masha Mishnebura. Mishnebura in Simit Kuf Yud Sifkot Lamed, and also the Hashulchan in Sifkot Yud Beis, they talk about going by train, Mesiyos HaBazel, Basein Tzvil Sadech. So according to Shlomi Zalman, what's the Mishnebura talking about going on a train? Train is, it's Kemat Nat Shchiach. Sometimes you hear about Amtrak, but how often is it? It's a rare thing that happens. So in Mela, so it seems to hold that they hold Tzvil Sadech. If you go out on the road, it's Sakon Sadrachim, it's always Tzvil Sadrachim, and you must say Tzvil Sadech. Lamaisa, let me just 1 second. Lamaisa Ladina, we hold Tzvil Sadech, first as a Chi of Goma, to say Tzmanenu. And even if he's going for Shlich Mitzvah, and you say Tzvil Sadech. And if you go the same road every day, you say, and it's not, and it's safe and so on, you say Tzvil Sadech. Because we consider all our drachim, because today we consider all our drachim bechesach sakana, like Amo used to be, so we say today, all our roads are considered bechesach sakana. So, what a question. Yeah?
According to Hashem Zalman, why are you allowed to say it if some drachim lahoto?
Lamaisa, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw it in Halicha Shleima, while I was talking, I thought about it. He used to say Shetfil Sadech when he went from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, he used to say.
Where's
Sharem Achaz? Sharem Achaz, yeah. So if I say he only cleared the Shaila, but Ladina, he held you should say.
But how do you
what
you're
saying?
You shouldn't say it.
What?
If you hold
this, you should not say it. Right. So I'm saying,
you could say it.
What do you mean?
Why could you?
No, you should say it. We hold you should say it. Okay. No, Sharem Zalman, you should not say it because it's a suffix. He clears it. Should not say it, right? He clears it as a suffix. So the chayyim should be suffix brachas then, according to him. If I'm not mistaken, next week I'll mention. I think he says somewhere that he said Tfilosadeh. Ladina, if Hashem Zamon is not to Ladina, the sense of all Paiski say Tfilosadeh. You see, when we talk about airplanes, we'll see even more. Okay, yeah.
If it's going to danger, it's more dangerous to drive to Jewel than it is to drive on the
highway. What?
There's more accidents between here and Jewel.
It's only on the road. We'll talk about it later. Takana was only on road.
So it's not Shach.
Shach. Okay. I hold you walk in Borough Park, you should say, but you also have there.
Well, the yeah. Town,
but the mice are the only Misakin only on the road, and that's it. Yeah.
Between the Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv, and then he had an accident where the car flipped over.
Yeah, and then he started saying.
Shlomo Zalman was alive, and they were very close, so maybe that.
Could be. All right. So anyway.
There's lots of dangers.
Huh?
There's lots of things going on.
Well, we have to Chazal Masakin on the road.
I'm asking why.
There's dangerous to walking from here down the block. You know, and they said there's more accidents locally than on the roads. So the Takana was on the road. That's it.
Why?
They were Masakin like that. They were Masakin. That was the Takana said on Tfilas Adach. So he came down safe. Every time you go to a house, you say Tfilas Adach. Then. So I'm telling you, Takana was on the road. Not on the road.
Where do you find tekanos on tefillah? Usually tekanos are doing something to prevent an avera. Where do you find the tekanos in the second of tefillah?
This one,
you find it, okay.
Is there any other ones that
there are? There are. Loma de Groina, there's things that the brachas parties, they're doing masakin. Okay? All right. All right, now we'll talk about interesting shaila. Minyan nois inyan. Let's say someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos. Hatzalah. And Moshe, today in Chicago, it's not Sunagaya. If you go on Shabbos, all the hospitals, you go to Evanston, you go to St. Francis, you go to Swiss Common, they're all in the city. Or you go even to Lutheran General, it's all in the city, it's all in Chicago. But in many other cities, let's say in Lakewood. So let's say, yeah, but it's still the city, you don't say Tfilas Adach. It's still considered the same city. Right. However, if you go, let's say, has to travel, let's say in Lakewood, someone has to travel to Manhattan on Shabbos, Sakona, or they go to other hospitals, they're all chutz l'tchum, they're in different cities. The question is, if you go chutz l'ir on Shabbos, do you have to say Tfilas Adach or not? Why not? What's the shaila? We'll see what the shaila is. The Mechaber says, in Siman Reish Peches, why should you? The Mechaber says in Reish Peches, if you the Zayakin Masriam Bishaz Mokas Hakana. You scream and you masriya, you blow shaifa, mokanra, and Shabbos and Mokas Hakana. So there's a tefillah, Tfilas Adach. You don't want something to happen on the road. So Siddur Mokam Sakana. The same thing speaks out the Mechaber in Tough Kufa involves Sifid Yimel. Or, to say differently, maybe Efsha, it's us to say Tfilas Adach on Shabbos, because it says in Archaim Simon Reisai Dalim Mishabru and Sifkon Beis, it says Asa LaAdam Nishal Tzacha B'Shabbos. You now have to ask your personal needs on Shabbos, and it's brought down. The same thing. Halach is brought in Mishabru quotes in a few places. Reisai Dalim Sifkon Beis, Reish Peches and Sifkon Chavbeis, and more mentioned in Kuf Peches Sifkon Tes. It says they shouldn't ask you tzrachim. That's why certain tzrachim we don't answer in benching. What tzrachim can you say? You can't say. So Mishabu says, you know, you're allowed to a person now to show tzrachim b'Shabbos. And therefore, Amor speaks out in Simon Tov Kuf Peidal and Hichos Rosh Hashanah. We don't say, Ovinu Malkeinu, Rosh Hashanah comes down on Shabbos. Why don't you say? Because you ask a person tzrachim. You answer if you could. Because that's Rosh Hashanah. It's a time to ask. However, Rosh Hashanah comes out, one of the days Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos, then you're not to be Mevakir Tzorachim on Shabbos. That's why you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And to Yidua, a famous Siddur Agra writes that on the Friday night, a lot of people say, we say you come home, you say Shalom Aleichem. Some people go say Yesh Yischayel, and some people say Alon Tfil Rebbein Olamim. You know what I'm talking about? It's all along, huh? Rebbein Olamim. So the Goyim says not to say it. Why are you not Shabbos? You're not Vakish Tzorachim. So he says you stay Shishchayim, and then you go straight to, you say Shalom Aleichem, you script Rebbein Olamim, then you go to Shishchayim. You shouldn't say Rebbein Olamim. That's a Siddur Agra does not print the Rani Oilam in. Doesn't have it there because the Goyen held he shouldn't say it. So why? Because he now mashes Tzrachim on Shabbos.
Huh? All the Harachim
on
the intervention.
There are people don't say it. There are people don't say it. Some people say it all year, so don't say it even Shabbos. No, if it's a chelik of tefillah, then it's okay. Benching is something chelik of tefillah. Something chelik of tefillah, you're allowed to say it. So kshayl is, if you go to, you have to go, someone's a chayosh kana, do you have, and you take the person on Shabbos, do you say tefillah sederich or not? You're on the road. Huh?
You just said it's a
chelik. It's a machlaik. We're talking about machlaikis. Okay. So then, paiskis amenum, that's three shittas. The shayla mitzvah b'alacha, this is only modern day shayla. The paiskis before didn't have, in Europe didn't have shayla. You had a doctor in the city. If you're lucky, you had a doctor in the city. It's okay, and that's it. There's no hospitals. Okay?
If you had to take a chayla to another city by carrying.
Yeah, but it's very unusual. Okay? But there was, the one talking about paiskim today. So shayla mitzvah b'alacha, and Simon Samachet, and Kuntras Achran, and Simon Samachet, Sif Aleph, he says, if someone travels on Shabbos, in Mokkab Kuch Nefoshes, you have to say, you also have to misfile Tzvil Sederach. Because all our Drachim are Becheskes Sakonim Mamish. And Zavurin Arachayim, Simon Resh Pechet, Sif Yud, the Zaykim, Masrim, and Mokkab Sakonim, Afil B'Shabbos. And also, the same thing is quoted from Eliashiv, from Nissen Korelitz, and sending the Sefer Alech Bamitecha per test of Zion, and also choose Tzelba Chachma, Chelekesim and Malach, all these places they say that you're mechuyev to say, if you go to Hasel on Shabbos, you have to say Tzvil Sadech. You go out of town, out of city limits, you're mechuyev to say Tzvil Sadech. That's one shita. The second shita,
the point is the first shita. No one's arguing that it's dangerous. The whole thing about personal tzrochim, how do they do away with it?
Huh?
The whole idea is that you can't ask for personal tzrochim.
They hold us not. Wait a second, let me finish the second sheet so you'll understand it.
Okay.
The second sheet argues is in the Kuntres Kamfer Yaina, Per Yechesif Kod Gimel. We mentioned Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. He wrote this Kuntres. He argues on the Shalom Mitzvah Malacha. And he says it's totally. Not all drachim are cheskes sakana mamish. It's not if it's not a sakana mamish, then it's daim et achayla shem et sakana. And therefore, if you know the road is safe and so on, it's not mamish sakana. So most is like in a category of achayla shem et sakana. And you don't say tefillah sederach on Shabbos. However, it's a mokum sakana mamish. Marshall, let's say he's on a ship. And the ship is not regular, it's in the middle of a storm outside, the ship is shaking a lot, or let's say he's on an airplane with sakana mamish, sometimes airplanes, it could be most of the time it goes, no problem, but sometimes it has, problems, turbulence, and other problems, another plane is coming towards, so it has to make a drop and so on. So the question is, sakana, that's when you say Tzvil Sederach. Let's say you're driving, you're going on a car, and there's a snowstorm outside. It's a very hazardous road. And it's on Shabbos. You have to take someone to the hospital. So then you would say Tzvil Sederach on Shabbos. But Stamazoi, you start driving to the hospital on Shabbos, and you're going out of the city, you don't say Tzvil Sederach if there's no sakana strachim. Mamash is sakana strachim. That's the second shita. The third shita is the Sefer Meir Nesivim. From Ahintik HaPaisik, he writes, he heard from Loyashev, that Tfilas HaDerech sit like a Bakosha. And we don't make Bakoshas on Shabbos. Answer your question. You don't make Bakosha on Shabbos. You don't make Bakosha Tfilas on Shabbos. So Mashal Choleifin, you never say Tfilas HaDerech on Shabbos. You don't say Tfilas on Shabbos. Reb Chaim in the Sefer Derech Sicha, in Chelek Aleph, page Reishayin Zayin, there he quotes Reb Chaim Kaneski that says another reason why you don't say Tefillah Sederach on the road. Why you don't say Tefillah Sederach? Interesting svara. He says, you don't say Tefillah Sederach, says why? Because you're in the Sefer Issa. You're traveling in Issa. You're not supposed to be traveling on Shabbos. Elamai, you have to go to the Sakana. So you're mochach to travel to drive on Shabbos. Is a mochach to drive on Shabbos. Or, even though it's a mitzvah to go to save somebody. But you're mochach to do it, machmas, you have Sakana here. So then it's not Shechan, it's to say bracha. That's as far Reb Chaim Kineski said, you don't say Tfilas Adach. He says a little different. He says the same psak like his shver, like Rabbi Yashiv, but for a different reason. Rabbi Yashiv says the reason is because it's considered bakosh. You don't make bakoshes on Shabbos. Bakoshes protis you don't make on Shabbos. And Chaim Kineski says the reason is since you're trying, it's a mitzvah, you're not driving on Shabbos. The only reason is chayshish b'sakonis, so it's a mitzvah to chal Shabbos. So since you're mochach to do it, so Mela, it's not shach to say a bracha.
Huh?
Takes away the but it's not mechayiv to say it's tefilas adach. That's it. For you want to disagree?
No.
There's three svaros here. Okay.
According to the third,
one at a time. One at a time. Yeah. What?
If it's Yom Kippur and you have to eat, make a bracha.
Yes.
So what's the difference?
That's because you're nana. You have a no from it. You have a no. Doesn't make a difference. I know. It's not itza. It's a chayiv behem. I think I said last week. I told last week a story. About Friday night? Oh, I said, okay.
Why do you call the bakasha process if you cuddle everybody with it like
before? So what? Because then the bunch of list is more to tefillos, that's all. But still.
But if it's according to what's the meaning of bakasha? I understand. If it's in danger, that's not a bakasha?
Huh?
If it's dangerous, that's not a bakasha, but if it's not dangerous, it is a bakasha?
What are you talking about? The second shita?
In all these shitas, this is his question. But this start off saying we don't make bakashas on Shabbos.
Right.
Then we said, but if it's really dangerous, then you can do it.
Well, there's some different shitas. Some hold you could again. It's even though Yashir says in all cases it's bakashas, even the sakana, you don't make bakashas on Shabbos. Other people hold. Zayke masvim by mokas sakonat. Nichlan that. So there's a difference. How you learn the Gemara.
Okay.
Some hold it. Okay.
So according to the third sheet, why you going to the hospital? You can't even say tehillim.
Huh?
Okay.
You could say tehillim. We're talking about saying tefillas adach. That's all.
You're asking Hashem to help you.
Yes.
If you can't say
the question, can you say a bracha? That's the shaila. Tehillim, you could say today to the mal. We're talking about saying a bracha. You can say without a bracha, it's okay. If you're not saying a bracha, you're stopping off bracha to Hashem. You don't say a shmei tefillin, you say a bracha, it's okay.
No.
One at a time.
Yeah,
it's on Shabbos, yeah. It's on Shabbos. Okay, all right. It's on Shabbos, you don't even say the part without bracha. He's right, yeah.
This year, giving mamos at Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu to shoot us to go.
Yeah.
So that's what you're doing now, too.
The Shabbos, can you do that? So the Shabbos, can you do that on Shabbos? The Shabbos, do on Shabbos. And some mention three sheepers. Some hold yes, some hold not. All right.
So someone calls up the guy on Shabbos.
So I'm trying to get to you. Give me a chance.
Shabbos?
Right. There's a strong sword to say on Shabbos, he said, Tzil Sadech. Why? There's a safer mission to Yosef. In Chedekes Simon Lamed Gimel, he says you're allowed to. First of all, you're allowed to mivakish. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to mivakish al kotzar shel yom v'Shabbos. You're allowed to preventive is mutam v'sval on Shabbos. Secondly, why do we say you don't make bakoshes on Shabbos? Because you make the bakosha after Shabbos. But over here it's different. Here it's really need for Shabbos gufa. So Shabbos in Kippur say tomorrow and say I need the tefillah for right now. I need panosa. I need this and that and so on. So, that you can say. You didn't say Shabbos. You said Sunday, Monday. You have a whole week to say it. But here, this is Gufa Negei Shabbos. Sakana Shabbos. So, that's a Bakosha Shabbos, which is not Shabbos to Decha tomorrow. So, then it's okay. I saw in the Sefer, Teres HaYeledes, in the Sefer Teres HaYeledes, in Perich of Gimel, then about Gimel, he brings the exact same straw, he brings down from Moshe Sternbach, the same story. Why are you allowed to say Tzvil Sadech if you're going to the hospital on Shabbos?
So Rosh Hashanah, you should be able to say Bakashas.
What?
Rosh Hashanah.
What? Well, you have a Seres Mitzvah. You have a Seres Mitzvah. You don't need today. You have until Yom Kippur.
They just got everything to touch.
What? Say what? You should say. If you want to say. Once you say you're allowed to say it, then you're chuyuv to say it. Yeah, you're right. Once you're chuyuv, then you're chuyuv to say it. Yeah. All right. Okay, now we'll go. Now we'll go to the next step. The next step is, what's the shir that you go on the road to say Tfilas HaDerech? What's the shir? The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Emes Matzli. When do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Amar Ab Yaakov, Amar Ab Chizda, Mishar Shemahalach Baderech. When he starts going on the road, at Kama, how far does he have to go? To Chayiv, so Rashi speaks out, at Kama Zman Espal, to when can you daven? Amar Ab Yaakov, Amar Ab Chizda, at Pasa. You could say Tfilas HaDerech until Pasa. So Rashi speaks out that you're mechuyav to say Tfilas HaDerech the first Pasa you go. But afterwards, this is Lashon Rashi. If I already went to Pasa, let's say I went more in the Pasa, then I can't say more Tfilas. I lost the Tfilas HaDerech. I lost. That's Rashi Shita. And then he quotes the Bahag, Mefashit Kam Vakish Lesh Eitzach Lesbal Pasa. Then Rashi quotes the Bahag that disagrees, and he says, you could say it, that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech if you're going less than a Pasa. If you go less than Pachas V'Pasa, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. But if you go more than a Pasa, then if you didn't say it the first Pasa, you could say it afterwards. The Rashba, so what comes out according to Rashi Shita, is you're only allowed to say it the first Pasa. And we'll soon say what a Pasa is. If it's the first one, and if you don't say it right away, then Ovad, if it's after a Pasa, then it's too late. Well, I'm trying to get to it. So Rashi didn't say why. But the Rashba in Brachas, it's one Brachas says, and being down Rashi, and the Masber Rashi, why after Pasa can't you say anymore? You're Kasha. So they said, because if you can't say that because the other Zmana. Zmana say only the beginning. Once it's afterwards, it's too late. That's what the Rashi explained Rashi. However, the Rosh in Brachas, in Perek Dalet, Simen Yitzchas, he asked on Rashi, if you're going on a long road, let's say you're going traveling 50 miles, whatever it is, why can't you make the why can't you say the bracha afterwards? So he says, Ladina, like the Bahag, he argues on Rashi, and you're allowed to say Kozman, he can say Tfilas HaDerech, Kozman, he doesn't come within a process he's going to. Let's say he's traveling from here to Milwaukee. So he's traveling, as long as you're more than a pass away from Milwaukee, you still could say, if you're going from Chicago, the day is you're mechuyav to say, you still could say Tfilas HaDerech with the Shem Hashem. That's the Rosh. The Rosh argues on Rashi. And Rabbeinu Yehuda also asks the same kasha in Rashi. L'chaya, why? He asks a different kasha in Rashi. L'chaya, when I go on the road, this is what Amalek was asking, when I go on the road, I'm constantly on Tfilas HaDerech, still constantly drachin the whole way. So even if I don't say the first pasa, as long as they didn't come to another city yet, if I forgot to say right away, I should be able to say Tfilas HaDerech even until I get up within a pasa to the next city. The same like the Rashi Tainas. That's what Ben Yaina argues, Ben Yaina Rosh argue on Rashi. The Mechaba and Simen Kofiud Siv Zayin says, this is the Lashon of Mechaba. Mechaba says, Ima Oysoi Acha Shehizik B'derech. He says, Tfilas HaDerech as soon as he gets onto the road. If he knows he's going, more than a pasa. We'll see what pasa means, 72 minutes. Well, we'll see what pasa. Soon get to that. I have a part of the pasa. I go less than a pasa. And Ramo adds on, Uchatchila, I might say the pasa shayna. Uchatchila should say the first pasa. Vim shoka, says the Mechaba. Further, after Ramo, Milayma, Yay Maisa, Kozman, Shul Babdech. He should say it all times on the road. Bavad, he should not come within the pasa. He can still say it till he's been the pasa close to the city, his destination, where he's going to sleep at. If you mind yourself with the pasa close to the city, you say you shouldn't say, well, you should say it Tfilas HaDerech, but without the Shem Hashem. So it comes out to Mechaber Pasuk Ladina, not like Rashi, and Mechaber Amor, the Pasuk Mamish, like a Ben Yaina and a Rosh. The Shir Pasa. So it comes out Ladina, we don't like Rashi. Behold, when you say Tfilas HaDerech, you only say It's a tzach. If you don't say it, you should say it at the beginning as soon as he leaves the city. But if you don't say it, you have to say it all the time as long as it's within a pasa close to the city destination.
Question?
1 second. I'm what I just said to now?
Yeah. When one is subic and doesn't want to say Shem Hashem, yeah. Does that include the first Yeratzim Hashem Lekenu or just the brother?
Just then. It's not a batola. It's not a batola. It's not a batola. It's not a batola. All right.
Yeah. Going out of the city means going out of Chicago, going out of Cook County.
Chicago. When I travel to Marshall to Kemp, South Haven, the Kemp, so on, when I come on the toll road, it says Indiana. Then I'm out of Chicago.
Yeah, but if you go like north, you're out of Chicago in a few minutes.
Yeah, this is all suburbs, all part of the city. We'll talk. I'm into Shem next week. I'll get more into that.
And
then
you say it by Indiana?
I say when it says Indiana, on that, I have my wife say it for me, and I listen. Indiana, yeah. All right. We'll soon talk about do you have to stop or not. That's next week, Mitzvah Shem. Stand up. Well, we'll talk about it.
It's not the same as Tchum,
huh?
It's not the same as Tchum.
Huh?
It's not the same as Tchum.
That is outside the city. It's right outside.
So it's the same as the
Tchum.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll get to that, okay? All right. So, when we say Shir Patsa, does that mean the Shir of a Merchak, of 4 milim? A Patsa is 4 milim. 4 milim. What is a mil? What is it? Is it a half a mile, 3/4 of a mile out of the city? And if you go more than 3/4 of a mile or a mile out of the city, then you say it's just a derech. It's a pasa outside the city. If you travel more than a mile out of the city, then you should make. Or it means a shear of 72 minutes. Because 18 minutes is each mil, so times 4 is 72. So you only have, if you travel only 72 minutes outside the city, that's when you say Tfilas HaDerech. But less than that, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. It's not called Hichz HaDerech. So, it's, again, it's a Machlokes HaPoskim. Rabbi Yosef in Yabi Oima, in Chelek Aleph, Orachayim, Simeon, Gimel, Zion, he brings down Sefer in the Sivyon. This says a minig in Eretz Yisrael. You don't say Tfilas HaDerech unless you go up on Baruch Hashem Shor B'Chaimish. You have to travel 72 minutes. If my Chesed, let's say, I travel from here to, let's say, to Milwaukee. How long does it take?
An hour and a half.
But let's say if it takes less than 72 minutes, say, where else do you go faster? If you go speed, you can do less than 72 minutes.
Are you towing speed or towing
the car? So anyway, put yourself in the conjure. You're the conjure office. So anyway, so let's say you can do it in 72 minutes. Then it's a ride in 72 minutes or more. Then you say Tfilas HaDerech. Anything not like that, it's not Tfilas HaDerech. That's a shita. Let me finish. That's one shita. So, the day is a Shor B'Chaimish. It's less a Shor, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. However, Shlomo Zalman printed in Micha Shlema in Chere Beis, in the black print. There's a red print and a black print. So, in the black prints in Chere Beis, in Sim Samach, Ois Dalet, Sif Aleph, and same thing is quoted in the Alicha Shleima, in Perich of Aleph, in the Valacha, Zion, and also number 13, he says, I quote his Lashon, Mekubal, Le'inyin Zer, Lachshon, Lefi HaMechek, Shal Shetach, Lefi HaZman Nasiya. He says, clearly, it's a Shetach, of Dal Mila, Pasa, so 4 milim, that's what it is, a mile, less than a mile, I don't know exactly what, so it's a Shir Pasa. That's called Chutz L'ir, and then you could say Tfilas HaDerech. So it comes out, if you go, let's say if I go on the road a half hour out of Chicago, already by car, or I go with a train a half hour, then you say Tfilas HaDerech as soon as you leave the city limits. And same thing, in the Shurim from Rabbi Yashiv, on Masech the Brachas, on Daf Lamed, Amar Aleph, it's a whole, page Shin Chav, you ever want to look it up, it's page Shin Chav. He says clearly, like Shlomo Zalman, you don't figure 72 minutes, you figure the Shir Pasa, because then it's a Chesed HaDrachim. If Mestava is like Shlomo Zalman Yashiv, because they're Kavoy Shir Pasa, because that's called Sakonis HaDrachim. So, yeah, so Mela, and it's rare to understand the Pesach from Avad Yosef, he calls it in Sivyam. because the Kohen Sidur Rachum, as soon as you get out of the road, since the Kohen Sidur Rachum ready. So Mela, because all our drachim are chesed sakana. So I tell people, as soon as we leave the city limits, then the din is. Next week we'll talk about Northbrook, going in the suburbs. Next week we'll talk about that. And you should go from Shlaim to Bnei Brak. We'll talk about the sheetahs there.
You never say it twice, correct? That means you go from Lakewood to Philadelphia Airport. So you say Tfilas and Derech.
On the way to Philadelphia. You don't say it again in the airplane. You don't say it again. Say once a day, but the question, you come back the same day, that's a Shiloh. We'll talk about that. All right. Until now, we're talking about when you say Tfilas and Derech. When do you start saying Tfilas and Derech? That we didn't discuss yet. When do you start saying? Are you allowed to say Tfilas and Derech before you leave the city? If you know for sure you can go out of town? Or maybe the Chiva only starts one hit, like the Lashon HaShchanah. Here's like Baderech. Once I leave the city, then that's called on the road already. Before then, there's no Chiva whatsoever. And you're not supposed to say Tfilas and Derech then. The Gemara in Brachot, the Flabet Ola Aleph, the Gemara says, Mamish Kles Shaila. Amos Matzli. The Gemara asks the question, when do you say Tfilas and Derech? Mamish Alkash, Al Shaila. So he says, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Amar Chizda Misha Shaholach Baderech. When he starts going to Rosh, says Mashma, the Achiv starts right as soon as he leaves the city, not beforehand. In other words, you don't stay in your house. Let's say I know I'm going on the road. I want to stay at home already. Or I want to stay already. I'm in the car in the city. If I'm getting to the, I'm going downtown. Can I stay in the city? Right, so it's not. That's, look at Lashon HaMechaber. The Mechaber says, Simen Kofiud and Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says clearly, Aymer, I say, Acha Shehizlik Baderech. Says clearly, you see, the Lashon HaMechaber means once you get on the road, you're Hizlik Baderech. Before then, it's not called Hizlik Baderech. But it's not Pasha, it's a Machlaikis. It's a Machlaikis. Tazim Ovi Avram. The Taz in Simen Kofiud, Sif Katan Zayin, he says, Yachol Haima, Afil Abir, Kaidim Sheyait Zodach. You're allowed to say Tfil Zodach, even when you're still in the city. Aye, the Mechaber says, Hizlik Bederach. This is the Taz speaking, saying. Aye, it says Hizlik Bederach. What he means to say, Pish, Shey Mosik Avada Sheyelach. I know for sure I'm going. My suitcase is packed. And my airline, I already have my, internet. I already have your ticket already, your boarding pass already. You're going. For sure you're going. You have to make it to the plane. Your airplane's leaving an hour and a half. You have to make it to the airport. You're all planned. Everyone's going. And everything is in place. That's called Hizik. Hizik doesn't mean you're on the road already. Hizik that more. I'm conveyor for sure. I'm going. I'm traveling. That's called Hizik Bederes. So, Mela, you're allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech even before you leave the city. It's interesting, Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan argues on the Taz. But he says, even according to Taz, in Shachshun Svigan Sifkon Gimel, even according to Taz, he says, it's talking at least, you left the house. If I'm in the house with my suitcase packed, that's too like Lifnei to Lifnei. It's before. I have to be at least in my car ready, on the wagon. No time in the wagon. You're ready, you're on the way going to the airport. You're on the way on the road already, but you're still in the city. Then the Taz says you make a bracha. Before that, it's not called Hizlik Bederech. That's what Chashukhan says in the Taz.
You're not afraid of a bracha batolah?
Huh?
You're not afraid of a bracha
batolah? We're not chashukhan.
What? You're in the house. Who knows what could happen in the next 5 minutes?
Huh?
But I think I'm thirsty, so I'm going to make a shahako because I...
No, we're talking about he already has all the plans ready.
But he's
all right. He has his rental car arranged over there. Everything's in place already.
He's not even out of the house.
That's not called... Huh?
He's not even out of the house and you want him to make a bracha?
No, we said not to make a bracha.
No, but he said if he has everything.
Still, it has to be, according to Taz, has to be, Chashukhan says in the Taz, has to be left the house.
Left
the house. In the house, not. It's too early. Why? Because I guess lift day. When you put on tefillin, when Mishabu speaks out, when you put on tefillin, you make the bracha. Let's say I hold in my hand before I put it on. So Mishabu says, called lift day. That's before. Before the bracha. So Mela. So Mela here also in the house, Chashukhan says not to say it, even though I don't say Kol Taz. Taz says, if I would look at the Taz without the Chashukhan tell me that, I would say, can you say, well, I pack suitcase, I'm going, I have my ticket, I have everything going. still half a pikein, but he, that's what he learns in the Taz, and still going to be zinus because that's a little bit too early. That's it. That's the shita of the Taz. The Magen Avraham over there in Simin Kofiud, Sif Katan Yudalad, he argues, and he says he cannot say Tfilas Adar only after he left the Tchum Evu Shalir. He leaves the city, outskirts of the city. The Mishnah Berurah, he brings on the Machlokes Taz Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Chavtes, he says, Rav Achreinim, hold like the Magen Avraham, only when you leave the outskirts of the city. And Sendik speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Katan Yigimo. Just as Shibur heads on, he says, to the Evid, you can send me on the Taz. And notice, let's say someone is driving along. I'll give you a case where you could be Mako. Let's say someone, he's driving along without anyone in the car. So he wants to, he's afraid to stop the car when he gets out to Erzgut City. It's not going to stop the car. We'll talk about more next week. But, so he wants to say it when it gets to the last red light before he leaves the city. He wants to say it then. I would say he should say it. It's a question of not saying it at all. Or stopping on a road which should be sakana. So you can send him Taz and say the last light before he leaves the city. If that's the, if there's no red lights on this traveling outside the city. So anyway, so b'di'evet you can be send him Taz. In the Sefer Ma'ase Ish, the Sefer that's seven volumes. It brings down from the Chazon Ish, Talmid Chazon Ish, what they heard from the Chazon Ish. So Chelek Zion, page Kuf Lamed Zion. He brings down from Chaim Kineski that said, I heard directly from the Chazon Ish. He said, Mikadin, you could say, Emerson, you could say, Tfilas Haderech, even in the city. Because all Jorachim Ches Sakon, like I said before, you walk in Borough Park, or you walk in certain cities, certain communities, it's Mamma Sakona. Oh, and Emerson, you should say, Tfilas Haderech, even in a city. Because all Jorachim Ches Sakona. Just Chachamim, the Chachamim, the Chachamim, when Chayiv to say bracha, only Yitzhak Dech, that was Takana, when you go Chutz L'ir. But the shoes, your person has a shoes to say bracha, even B'toich Yir, noise like the Taz, even before it goes outside the city.
Even the Taz would say, if you're not going to go outside the city, then you wouldn't say.
Yeah, everyone says.
Okay, so then we have, Rose is probably going to talk about it, how far does the city go? Because it's all...
That's next week, we'll talk about that. Right, we'll talk about it. But one thing I'll say in another minute. Even let's say you go from here to we'll talk. I'll say in a minute. Okay. So the Sefer Ma'ase Ish brings down that saying that all Jorachim Ches Sakana in the city. Just a Chomer Chayiv only. The Chachana was only Yitz Vaderech when you go Chutz L'Ir. But we should say Iker a person can have Tarech L'Ir before he goes out Chutz L'Ir. And sending quotes the Kamfei Ruach in Perek Zayin, page Mem Dalad. He quotes the same thing also, and same thing Sefer Ish Yisrael in Perek Nun Sifkan Chavdalet. The Archas Rabbeinu from the Stipler in Chelek Aleph, page Sif Rezayim, which is page Summer Beis, he said, if you go from city to city, let's say I travel from here to Milwaukee. Let's say Milwaukee is more than a Shia, according to everybody, you make Tfilas Haderech, but go to Milwaukee constantly from here to Milwaukee. There are houses along the way. There's bottom along the way. Still, you have to, one season, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It's a forest, empty roads, and so on, or it's built from here to Milwaukee. Still, it's like the Stipler. Still, you have to make Tfilas Haderech. Because it might be going one city to another city. Even though I could start this house along the way, the whole way from here, the whole path from here to from Chicago to Milwaukee, half a pikein, you say, Mechuyev to say Tfilas Haderech. So even if the, to answer the question, even if the houses along the whole way, the din is if it's going from one city to another city, you go to Shir more than the Tony Machlech is going to more than a Pasa, more than 72 minutes, was what we spoke about, then the din is it's still a Chutz L'Ir, you're going to say Tfil Sader.
That's the Stipler says that, and that's how we go.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's say
there's an area into your trip that you don't drop in any houses. Is it better to wait for that?
No, you don't have to wait. As soon as you leave the city, that's it.
But Skokie's more than three parts of the year.
Huh?
Skokie's more than three parts of
the year. Well, I said next week we'll talk about it. Okay.
No, but the rabbi just said.
I was talking about, I gave it Milwaukee because that no one will fight with me, okay? All right. One more thing, we have a few minutes. One more thing, short thing. The woman have to say Tfilas Haderech or not?
Why not?
see in a second. That's what the shiur is about. The woman has said to herself, maybe not. Why? If you remember, we discussed, it's like tefillah. It's not even tefillah. In fact, the Bach says, just like in Chiv to Davish from Esther, Yutches Brachos, Chuy said to herself, woman partner from tefillah. Woman partner from tefillah. Mikadin. One second. It's Machokis Rishaynim. It's a Chiv or not. Ramban and Rambam. Rambam holds his potter, and Rambam holds Yechayev, alright? So if you hold the like the Rambam, at least the Machlaik is going to be maybe Suffolk Bachas, maybe you don't say it. So, there's a tshuva in Levush Amotcha. In Madura Tinyana, in Yeridayis Amamahay, he says, Noshim have to say Tfilas Aderech also. Even though Noshim are not chayev to say Tfilas Mikadin the potter, still the Mogavram says, in Simon Kuvav, he says in Simon Kuvav, Sifkon Deis, he brings down a smag. The smag says, it's a famous smag, it's also Ramban also, I'll tell you. But he says, the stones ate Sarah, Noshim, everyone has a chifta, even Noshim chai to dive. Even though a woman is a chifta dive 3 times a day, but with the 8th Sarah, then the chif midaraisa for everyone to dive, including a woman. So maybe when it's the 8th Sarah, you have to dive in. So maybe since today, Zakta Lushamacha, today, since all our roads are as a concert drachim, so it's like an eight sarah, it's next to an eight sarah. So Mela, women also have to say Bizman Zatfil Sadech. They always have to say Tfilder, because since all drachim is a kona, it's a Noshim Achais. Even though the part of Stamma, even according to Shita's hold, the part of Davin, any time during the day, still the Chayiv to say Tfil Sadech. Again, Noshim Davin, I'll tell you to say, it's good to know that I heard from Moshe. And I saw a picture b'shem the son of Chavetz Chaim said about his father. The Chavetz Chaim in Chavetz Chaim Mishneh Berurah, he writes that woman. It is Machlokes Rambam Ramban. Chavetz Chaim writes in Mishneh Berurah Simen Kuvav in Or Chaim that woman have a chiv to daven. Woman have to daven just like men have a chiv to daven. Woman have a chiv to daven at least shachas in every day. So I asked this woman after my wife had the first baby, she's told with the baby. So I asked her, Moshe, does my wife have to daven? She's busy with the young kids in the house. She doesn't have time to daven. So Ramosha answered to me, Unser Weiber darf sich sein Fumme unser Bobbes. That's what he answered me. I answered, translate that. Our wives don't have to be Fumme our grandmothers. Our grandmothers didn't daven, they're busy, two children, they're potter. They have time to daven, it's not the potter. They don't have to make tashlumim, they're a potter from daven. That's what Ramosha told me. I saw also in the Sefer, there's a Chavetz Chaim son in the third volume, writes memos from his father. There he writes the memos of his father. His father it's the Chavetz Chaim himself telling his mother, the Chavetz Chaim, telling his wife, his Rebbetzin, he told her that you don't have to, there's no chi for you to daven. Exactly, differently says in Mishneh Berurah. As long as you have a tuple with children, you're part of from davening. Exactly the same thing we heard from Moshe.
Why didn't he write that?
I'm telling you over what it says over.
No, but we heard from the rabbi before that if you saw something printed by somebody, and you heard somebody, he retracted.
Yeah, but this is also printed. This is printed. He writes this from his father, okay? And this I heard directly from Moshe, so it's not Mishpishur. He told me clear like this. And if you ask any old type woman, davening, who davens? You know what I mean? They're busy with their multiple children. Remember, in those times it was even hotter. There was no washing machine, there's no dryers, there's
what's
no.
They got daycare, they got washing machines.
Still, I see you don't help your wife.
My grandchildren,
something else. Grandchildren's a different world. Grandchildren, you crawl on the floor with grandchildren. You never do it. You do it with your children, you don't do it with your own children. What?
It doesn't use the lashon of mother. It says the lashon of a woman. So if she doesn't have children, so all of a sudden there's a
chiyuv.
Or
a woman doesn't have children yet. She should daven. She should. There's no reason not to daven.
It doesn't say mother.
The reason to daven.
Huh? What?
It doesn't say the lashon of mother. It says the isha. I mean, so really, Mi'ikra Din, there's a chiyuv and a mother and a woman.
Yeah, right. You mean you bring a raya, it's okay, you mean? That she doesn't have to daven?
No, she does have to
she daven. Does, but
one of the Targum mitzvahs for a woman to daven. Because it says, Isha, once she becomes a mother,
yeah. Then she's true. Yeah, right. Yeah, of course. That's true.
But there is a chiyuv on a woman.
There's a chiyuv on every woman, just right. As a p'tur. One day, she's too busy with children, she's potter. Next day, she's not so busy. The husband, her husband helps and so on. Well, so then she could daven. Then she could daven, it'll be okay then. All right. Okay.
What?
Then she has to start davening then.
Yeah,
at that time she's already working already. She has different shilas. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. And Hashem, we'll continue Tfilas HaDerech next week. Very important shilas. Going on airplanes, you say. Yes, a bunch of other shilas.